Welcome back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio are Jim and Julie Radke. And Jim and Julie, we've been talking about a wonderful son that God gave you, whose name was Daniel. And just as Daniel in the Bible was a tremendous blessing, in his early years of his life, just as a kid, he took a stand for the Lord, so did your Daniel. And we were talking about just some tremendous things, being a missionary, a prayer warrior, and so many things at an early age. But his life was just kind of winding down here on this earth. And finally, you began to realize that it looks like his life may be short, even though it has been deep.
Yes, and like my husband had mentioned earlier, that he did have a lot of pain and discomfort as the months went on, and towards the end, it increased. But many nights, I would lay with Daniel because he'd be hurting, and we would just remember that, you know, he was fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right.
He was made just the way God wanted him to
mm-hmm,
be.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, being it was with his physical heart, was Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever."
Oh, my.
So that was one that would encourage both of us.
Oh, how appropriate.
As we would be thinking.
My heart may fail you, yes, but he is my strength.
God is his strength. So even through the difficult times, God's word sustains you. And, you know, our preachers and our pastors will speak of God's grace, but it wasn't until walking through this that I really got a true glimpse of God's grace. Because
right.
People will ask, you know, how did you get through it? I don't know.
Right.
It was
right.
God's grace. It seems like a simple answer.
And you don't understand until you experience it.
Yes.
Yes.
Our God is such an awesome God, though. I mean, we had the privilege, though, before he died, to experience that he may not live.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents, it could be an auto crash just today, and they get the news.
Right.
So we had that where we could somewhat get prepared. Is it easier? I would say no. Because the love for your child is just incredible.
Right.
Nonetheless, the benefits, though, of a boy who loved Jesus at the age of 4 or 5, gave his heart to the Lord.
Right.
You know, seeing him grow and delighting in the scriptures. One morning I remember waking up, coming downstairs, and at this point we were having devotions before I went to work. 5:45, Daniel is fully dressed, sitting on the couch with his Bible, saying, "Dad, I'm ready for devotions."
Wow.
Another time, after we had family devotions after supper, he was 8 years old. He said, "Would it be all right if I did the Bible study tomorrow?" I said, "Sure." So anyway, he prepared for the Bible study. And the next day, we eat supper. He gets his Bible. Amy gets hers, Sarah. And Daniel starts leading this Bible study. And we would do a Bible study 30, 40 minutes after we ate. It was not a short Bible study.
Yeah.
Daniel had prepared, and he spent 30 or 40 minutes dissecting a verse, make sure he called Amy, "Please read this portion," and he would ask his sisters and us questions.
Just like Dad.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Very mature.
Yeah.
It was a blessing.
Sure would have been neat if you could have videoed that, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Oh, my. But it's in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm saying is we had opportunities like this that we hold in our heart and memory forever. And it's stuff that we have that was eternal purpose. You know, it was eternal reward. It's stuff that to us, because of our God who we love so dearly, we saw our son love the same God
yes.
with a passion that was beyond most kids, that it delights our heart, and that's why we're just thrilled to be able to share some of his life with you and some of our life. It's all for the glory of God, and that's how Daniel lived. In fact, even on his marker on his grave, we had impressed in there, he lived for him, capital H-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, his heart was to share Christ with people. And if they were young or old, he had a way of speaking to people, listening to people,
sure.
and loving them,
right.
and telling them about his Savior. It was just an honor. And even now, I see my other children, that we we don't spend the time with them and the Lord the way we did with our first three.
Right.
And parents have a responsibility. And not that we're shirking it, but we don't have the same prayer structure, Bible study structure that we had
with
our first three. And it's a detriment to our other two children.
And you can basically say, Jim and Julie, that watching his life minister to everybody that was around him, I imagine the funeral service was jam-packed with people whose lives were touched.
It was. You know, it was a sad time. We lost our son. He wasn't going to be in our presence here on earth anymore.
Right.
But just the surrounding of family and church family, and then at the funeral home, just the numbers of people that were there. It was incredible. I stood in line and spoke with some of the people. I would just comment that there was a little bit of a joy because we were getting a small taste of what it was going to be like when we got to heaven. And we'd see all the believers and those that are praising the Lord. And there was just that little glimpse of excitement of knowing what heaven's going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, again, the visitation and the funeral for us as believers was easier versus people that don't know the Lord because the whole planning of it was about how do we share the gospel?
Yeah.
You know, and it was so exciting to use that as a stepping board to get the gospel out. And we came up with the idea of when Daniel did Kids Talk on VCY, he spoke and gave a clear gospel presentation in his own words, and then he sang, "It's Well With My Soul." Well, we said to Russ Turner at VCY, would it be all right if we got 200 tapes to hand those out to people?
Sure.
Well, anyway, Russ made those tapes up for us, and we handed those out, and Russ was at the funeral. He had to run back to VCY and get another 200.
Mm.
And so we gave out, it was 400 plus tapes to a lot of unsaved coworkers,
family
members, and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. So if they took the time to listen, they heard the gospel. So very exciting for us as parents.
Don't you know the judgment seat of Christ is going to be an amazing time when the Lord reveals everything to us about our lives and our ministries, and rewards are given out. Man, I just love to be around Daniel at that time. You know, just 14 years, but just sold out to the Lord.
Yeah, and several people, friends or a teacher, commented how he was just so mature beyond his years. And for us, again, as parents, so comforting to hear those types of comments.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Daniel going in the hospital December 13th. He had congested heart failure, and he was in there till January 4th when he died. We really believed that Daniel would be coming home. I had no other thoughts other than my son being a missionary or a pastor. And just as we thought we were going to have a boy in Elizabeth, I was wrong. Daniel didn't come home. January 4th, I was going to go to the hospital early in the morning. We were going to have a pizza and watch a football game together.
Sure.
Well, prior to getting there, the hospital called at approximately, say, 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Mr. and Mrs. Radke, you'd better come quick. And Daniel had died. And even his death, the nurse was there. She said Daniel was brushing his teeth, combing his hair, and then he laid down in his bed, and she said he closed his eyes, and he just fell asleep. And then the cardiologist came in and said it was so uncharacteristic, because usually other things happen on monitors and that.
Oh, okay.
And they said he literally just fell asleep. So
in Jesus.
Yeah.
In Jesus' arms.
Yeah. But
none of us can talk right now.
The Lord was good because, you know, as your child is hurting, and, you know, the doctors told us that, you know, he may not come home. They even asked at another point of what our wishes were for resuscitating him. And we had talked it over, Jim and I, and we talked with Daniel, and we said we didn't want anything done. He was ready to go home and be with his Lord.
Sure.
So as a mother's prayer, too, having other children at home.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, are you going to take him home when he's at home and have our children experience that? Or would you take him when he's in the hospital?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to the Lord that he answered again another prayer, that he took Daniel quietly and in the hospital where the other children could, you know, not be frightened by it.
Right.
And we could explain to them things, you know, that were happening. So again, God was gracious in that sense as well.
Right.
January 4th, you know, Daniel died. It began getting the funeral things, which we talked some about. But there was a lady in our church who wrote a letter to the Milwaukee newspaper, the Sentinel. And she just put in that letter that, you know, you do so many articles on people, you'd want to check out this boy, Daniel Radke, who made a difference in people's lives.
Oh, wow.
The newspaper reporter called me up the day after his death, and he said he got this letter from Ingrid, and he goes on asking a litany of questions. I mean, I probably talked to him 45 minutes, and he said, well, there'll be an article coming in the paper. Well, I was excited about that, and it wasn't the next day, but the day after. I mean, I went out like 5 in the morning to get the paper.
Right.
And here in the back page, there's a huge article. And this article begins by saying, Daniel Radke, who loved his Lord and his family, knew all his life he could die at any time. We talked about dying quite often, as Father James said. Danny's comfort was reading the Bible, trusting in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And then it goes on. It talks about like what his principal at school said of things about heaven that
right.
Danny would have said to her and other things. But the point is, the Lord used Ingrid and this reporter to write something in here about our Lord, which it was written even better than I could have written it. It was pointed, you know, Daniel loved his Lord, his Savior.
Read his Bible and, you know.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, I'm afraid we've run out of time. This story is just thrilling, just to see how God can use our lives when they're totally dedicated to him. And God can use you guys as parents. And we're speaking to some parents, aren't we?
Yes.
Who are going through some hard times with their kids, some disappointments. And this is what we're trusting these broadcasts will do, to let them know there is a peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes.
And it's found in Christ and Christ alone. So as you're listening to our broadcast, I trust that you will share these same testimonies, that there is a peace and is found in Christ. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.